Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Many evangelical Christians are turning to theistic evolution for their understanding of the origins of man. That's the headline. David James comes to this broadcast table with Bible in hand to explain this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, you know a lot of Christians, even evangelicals, seem to be increasingly accepting theistic evolution as their view of origins. Now theologically, what do you see as the biggest problem with this view?
Well, if you think about it, if theistic evolution is true, that means that man ultimately and other life forms developed from lower life forms and that we descended from a common ancestor. Now, that would mean that as you go through time, you get to a point where there are many human-like animals, but they are not yet human. And then you could possibly hundreds of thousands or millions of them. Now, if that is the case, the question is, did God breathe the spirit of life into just two of them? And if that happened, could they then breathe with the other animals that are biologically the same but don't have the breath of life and not human beings? Or, alternatively, they're all developing with souls, and if that's the case, that means that there was not a single original pair who committed an original sin from whom the entire human race is descended. Now, if that is true, if we did not all descend from a single pair and we did not all inherit a sin nature, then that means that not everybody is born with a sin nature, and therefore we are not sinners by nature, and therefore we do not need a redeemer. So what happens is it cuts ultimately to the heart of the gospel and takes away the need for the Savior who came to this earth as a man, died on a cross for our sins, so that as the last Adam, he would die in our place, taking the punishment we deserve. It's an extremely important issue.
David James with the details on this story from the Bible. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. As David James said, this is an extremely important issue. It deals with the matter of salvation and the eternal existence of mankind. God's word is absolute on the origins of man, but also the issue of salvation. We must get both of these issues right. Jesus died and resurrected to give us eternal salvation if we trust in him. But remember, that truth is based on creation. Creation, the way the Bible reveals that in 24-hour days, about 6,000 years ago, God brought all of creation into existence. That's Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, and Genesis chapter 1. This is indeed an extremely important issue if we are to believe his prophetic truth for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...